we're here with the hardware team at Microsoft, and these are the folks who make all the hardware that you probably have some of it on your desk. And let's just go around and say who everyone is here.
I'm Ralph Grohn.
Monique Chatterjee. Kate Bailey.
Lindsay Kajowski.
Chris Kajowski.
John Reichen.
Anthony Reed.
And so tell me a little bit about the hardware group at Microsoft. Normally when people think of Microsoft, they don't think hardware. They think software. But we've been in this for a long time. How long has it been?
I think by now it's about 26 years. So we designed the first Microsoft mouse that got our Windows operating system to life. So people needed the device to run that graphical user interface that at that time got invented. And that was basically the time when this group started to do the first input device at that time, a mouse.
And how many devices do you have now?
On the market, I think we have over 40 that we have on shelf and we are selling in around the world. We sell our products globally. Yeah, so it's been grown to quite a portfolio.
Why does Microsoft make hardware?
Well, the reason is to really bring a computing experience to life, right? So we make operating systems, which is great pieces of software, but at the user's end, the experience needs to be brought to life with a piece of hardware, right? So the software runs inside a computer. You're driving the operating system with something, and we are designing hardware to enhance that experience.
What is the process? How do you decide that you're going to make a new product?
Well, the hardware group sits all in together in this building. We have a development center in Asia, but for the most part, when we design products, everyone who kind of thinks about what we should make, thinks about what we should sell, and how we go about doing it sits together here in one building. So we build project teams that. That in the beginning think about user needs and trying to understand users and how they behave with software and hardware. These days things change quite drastically. The whole computing interaction becomes much more mobile than it was a couple of years ago. And then we come up with solid user understanding, develop scenarios around how we can cater products into these user needs or opportunity areas, if you want. And then the process starts to design concepts around these opportunity areas. What kind of products could bring these experiences to life?
And how long does it normally take to design and put a product out there?
It depends. We have a couple of products we design from the ground up. We say something has changed fundamentally, and we need to
name a couple of those.
So for example, the Art Mouse would be a great one. So we understood that people have moved their computers out of the home office. They moved them into living rooms. They moved them out to cafes. Bring them in all kinds of aspects of their lives. And oftentimes, then they are left with a touchpad. And people do switch from kind of browsing to serious work. The mouse is probably the best tool that we have right now. So we thought, how can we design a product that fits into that scenario, into the kind of modern life of how people use their computers.
It probably seems fairly easy to design a mouse. You're going to make something that fits in the hand and has a couple of buttons. But how hard is it really? I mean, how much thought goes into all the little details on a mouse?
I'm going to, that when you talk about this, because it's much closer to this, but it is much harder than you would think. Even as
so, it first probably has to be hand size. I mean, how do you determine what hand it's got to fit well in, or do you try to hit everybody?
So after 26 years, we know how a hand looks.
Yeah.
We have lots of ergonomic data, even from the different regions we sell in, and understand, what kind of hand sizes in the different percentiles that they come in, and how these are kind of relevant to the features we build and place on the mouse. And then with that knowledge, we go and try things out. We make a prototype. Data is important, but then we want to figure out if that's really true. So we have a model shop downstairs, and we basically just go and carve out really...
So you can do all your own prototyping right here.
Well, prototype to a certain level, right? So we have a prototype here that is made on a bandsaw, but it kind of depicts what later on became the mouse. And and it's not so important to make it pretty. It's important to make it right. And we want to lay the foundation for a good product.
And so you can then just come back and sit at your desk and use that for a little bit and just see how it feels and get an idea of
exactly. You're
on the right path.
We try things out. We bring things back to the users. We talk to people, get inspiration, uncover needs that are not so obvious at first sight. And then we build prototypes and then bring them back to users and see and say, what do you think of this? And the product doesn't work. Of course, it's very early. But then, say, this is good or not. We get a lot of feedback on ideas that turn out not to be great. But it's important to get a lot of ideas out and understand what's not good to get to the things that are good much faster. When we work on projects, we have the designer working together with the researcher and an engineer joining that team, if it's a software or hardware engineer. So it's important for us that we have all these different aspects, lenses, viewpoints that come together at once, in one room to make these decisions, from many different perspectives. Because in the end, we need to find the great balance between, form, features, price point, performance. So our teams, we never do things in isolation. We always, work together with the people from the business side, with people on the engineering side, and the people from the user experience side.
So what was the inspiration behind the Arc Mouse?
Well, we know that consumer attitudes are shifting. People are kind of leaving the home office, leaving the workspace with their laptops, and usually using the laptop in a really casual way, getting together with their friends, showing pictures, working in coffee shops. The whole ecosystem around the PC or around the notebook is changing, and people are casual. They want to look good. They want to be comfortable when they're working, and so we wanted to design a product that really addressed those needs. We had several iterations on that theme, and Arc was one of them.
Tell me about what we're looking at here. We've got a couple of prototypes.
Yeah, they're in various states of condition. But this first prototype was the first form that we developed when we started thinking about doing this mouse. It's definitely changed quite a bit from the original form.
And that's just a block of styrofoam that was cut here in your lab.
Yeah, we have a model shop downstairs, and all the designers have desks. We have model makers, spaces for model makers and spaces for designers, so we kind of work collaboratively with them. We actually go down there and sand foam and kind of create our own forms, and then they help us clean them up sometimes.
And then this one it's very different from what ended up coming out.
Our first thought when we were looking at this was, it's a little bit too organic. Let's straighten it out a bit. Let's see what it's like if we put a hinge into it. And this was the first kind of embodiment of that thought. But we realized, when we were kicking this around, that it's not comfortable. It's definitely too wide. The palm of your hand kind of tapers in the back, just naturally the form of the mouse wants to mimic that to be comfortable. So over a few different iterations, we got here, which I think is a great ending point.
One of the things I really like about it is the fact that it folds up. It's very portable. It slips into a pocket, just incredibly easy. At what point did that come up that you decided you wanted this product to fold? It's got kind of like a switchblade action where it snaps shut with a spring.
Yeah.
So at what point did that come in?
Well, we've been designing mice for a long time, and so we design larger mice that are more comfortable, that people traditionally use at their desktop, and then we design smaller mice that are more portable. And there's always this kind of battle when you're designing the mouse, like, how comfortable can you make it? And when people...
If it's too big, they don't want to carry it. If it's too small, they don't want to use it. So
when people think of comfort, it's really all about how much the mouse fills their hand. If you put your hand on the mouse and it fills your palm, you get the sense that it's comfortable. But then if you design too much into that, then, like you're saying, it's not that portable. So we've always had this kind of contrast to deal with. And so when we came up with the idea of doing this arc form, and it has this beautiful use of negative space, just saw it as this like kind of opportunity to.
The dongle for this mouse fits underneath the clamshell lid, and it both protects it and keeps you from losing it. One of the really cool things, though, is it uses a magnet and it sticks on there, so it's just it's not going to drop off. What was the idea behind that?
Well, it was actually a theme that we were playing with a few different products at that time. We have a webcam right now that comes with a little dot that you can adhere to the back of your laptop, and the webcam just snaps on and off of your laptop like really easily with the magnet. I think there are a few other programs that we were looking at using magnetic attachment. It's just something that is really, it's so simple, but it's like magic to people when you give it to them. So we, it actually came from the webcam designer at the time, like that idea sort of bleeding into this program.
And Lindsay, you came up with the colors for these.
Well, yeah, I helped with the colors.
And so what's a process for designing what colors people are going to be drawn to?
So a really important element of ARC's character is the fact that people will be using it all around the their lifestyle. So we want to make sure that it fits in not only with their computer accessories and their laptop, but also with their clothing, with their car maybe, and with their full kind of identity. So we wanted to look at fashion and home and other places where they would be working and make sure that this mouse, either stands out or fits in appropriately in those environments.
Yeah, I mentioned before that there's probably a lot more thought than people give credit to going into the design of this mouse. What are some of the things? I mean, I know that, there's an edge that goes around the buttons that keeps the buttons from getting clicked if you bump into something. But how many of those things do you really like spend a lot of time on that people probably wouldn't realize?
Oh, wow. We spend an incredible amount of time on every detail of every product. There are so many things that you wouldn't think about.
Yeah.
From this product, the ARC mouse, all the way to like the Explorer mouse that kind of launched at the same time. I mean, they're really different mice, but they have a number of things in common. We have to think about like when people are using the mouse, how are they gonna pick it up? How are we gonna kind of taper the surfaces in to fit with your hand naturally? We don't want people to have to squeeze the mouse because that causes wrist tension. So just the form in general, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. You were saying the way that there's a ring around the keys. We know that like if we drop the key edge all the way to the exterior surface, there's like the way that you hold this mouse in particular, there's a risk that you might kind of get your finger pinched inside of it. Just the way the parting lines are drawn around the product, it's really deliberate.
We
kind of trace over those over and over.
And so the hinge on it, I noticed that it's impossible to pinch your finger or your hand in the hinge. So who's the guinea pig for that?
That was actually a long, that's a funny story. We designed and engineered the product, this mouse. We all thought it was great. We submitted it to UL, and they rejected the first version for just a risk of there being a pinch. So we kind of went back to the drawing board, and we came up with a lot of like really interesting solutions that actually like pushed us to evolve the design just a little bit more. And so now like the final iteration of it has this piece that we were calling like the sheath.
Yeah.
And that kind of protects you from getting your finger,
I tried to pinch myself with that and it is just it's impossible. So well done.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of products out on the market that probably have the same issue. A lot of cell phones, car doors. Mice have particular ergonomic challenges. The issue of like how comfortable is it versus how easy is it to carry around. Is it right-handed or is it ambidextrous? And then with the super organic forms, how do you get the boards and the batteries and all the electronics, these really kind of mechanical rectilinear things,
how do
you get them situated inside?
the other thing about the Arc Mouse is it turns off when you shut it. Is that the case? So it's not going to drain your batteries when it's shut and you've got it in your pocket. And there's no on-off switch or anything, though.
Right. When you fold it closed, it turns off to save batteries. And we just felt like that was a more intuitive way to deal with the on-off state than to, you know, force people to think about switching a button.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
When I get up, I just shut my mouse and walk away.
Yep.
So nice. Well, thanks so much for talking to us about this today. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to see what's coming out next.